Per il circuito Hanging Radio, Regione Sardegna, la carovana STMI presenta.
Stazione di transito!
Benvenuti su Stazione di Transito, io sono Andrea per Carovana Suono Movimento Immagine e vi do il benvenuto alla seconda puntata, al secondo incontro che si è svolto tra Carovana a Stazione di Transito e il Folk Memory Project dalla Cina. Una puntata che si svolgerà in lingua inglese, che avrà un respiro internazionale e vi auguro un buon ascolto.
I would like to know if all of you can say a memory very important for you that you could get from the interview, you know, just one information that for you was very, very important, and one actions that you are doing in your village. So one memory that came out of the interview, and something that you are doing that for you is significant.
最开始回到村子里的时候是采访老人。
In the beginning, when I went back to the village, I started to interview the elderly people.
我先听他们讲关于过去村子里关于饥饿的记忆，关于村子的过去。And
they told me about the past, about the great farming, and about their personal memories.
这些老人都是我从小长大一直。 一直看着我长大的爷爷奶奶们，这些老人都是一直看着我长大的爷爷奶奶们。
I call these elderly people grandpa and grandma. They see how I grow up.
当他跟我讲到因为饥饿死掉的人的故事的时候，when
they told me about the people died during the Great Famine.
我感到非常的震惊，我觉得那不是我认识的我长大的村子。I
was shocked because I think that village is not what I know, and that village is not where I grew up.
我开始重新思考他们记忆里背负的那种沉重的东西。I
started to rethink about their traumas, in their memory.
这是我在村子里采访的时候带给我一个非常大的触动和改变。这句咋翻译？
This is a part that touching me a lot and changed me a lot.
当我开始自己的创作的时候，我开始回忆我成长当中在村子里的伤痛。
And when I started to make the film, I started to think about my traumas when I during my growing in the village, during my growth in the village.
然后采访老人时，这种对于伤痛东西的感受就转入到我自己审视的过程里。
我没有听太懂中文，就是采访老人过程当中带给我的那种改变，让我转入，就是运用到我的创作里面。对伤痛的阅读，我试着采访一下，小小听对不对啊？ So I connect the traumas about the elderly people and my traumas.
小小爽，你说。 So for me, if you ask me about one specific memory story, I think I have a lot, a very strong story, very make me shock in, about my interview, in my interview. But the big thing change myself is not about one story, it's about when the mother talking, when the mother in the village talking, because I interview a lot of old lady and they all mothers. So I was interview one mother, she lost her son because her son left the village to the city, to the urban city, to become a worker in the city. But something happened. He lost her son. So she's talking about her son's story. But before I knew this story, she's talking about another story. She said, I have a daughter. My house is there. It's there. What's the my experience in the Cultural Revolution? But suddenly, the third time I interview her, she started to talking about the hiding song, the story about the hiding, right? Hiding, 隐藏的故事, the hiding song story. So it's like a secret. She told me about a secret about her life. And she basically living in the memory about her son every day, even now. I think she don't have any, if you said about future. So when I saw this mother, I don't know what is her future, because she living in the past. She even don't have the present. So this is very shocked me. About people living with the past. So this is the very influenced me about this mother's story.
Also for me, I think one memory I'm thinking about is this elderly lady. She's telling me how she and her family is talking about her marriage decision. So she has a relative, but then the relative like later became her husband. But then at that time, the relative, it was so young and so thin. And then he just lost his father. So he's like basically a very pathetic young boy. And then this elderly lady told me at that time, she didn't want to marry this man because she think she's gonna live such a pathetic life after the marriage. But then her father says, I'm gonna help you out, because they think they are their relatives, so they want their daughter to make their life better. So they have all these kind of conversations, and she vividly remembers every sentence like her father told her, and then her mother said something, and then she told me, she said, do you guys just want me to live a pathetic life and die there in the Huangpotan village? But that's my village. That's the village later she married it to. And then she says her mother just started to cry. And then there's the baby at her mother's, her mother is holding this baby, and the baby is like eating a breast, so breast milk. 喂奶怎么说? Breast milk?
Right.
Yeah. So she just, and then she looked at her mother and the baby, and she think, oh my God, this is killing her. And then so that's one, so that's a very vivid conversation that she remembered from her like younger age. But then through that conversation, I get to learn, like, for a girl, like at that of her generation in that village, like what are the possibilities of her life, and how does she like weigh between different possibilities? Like she's basically making a choice about her life. And then, because I just graduated from college. So that story really like getting to me, and I'm thinking about, I am this girl. So I'm in this a different social position. I'm also making all these choices. And then, so I think the more I like get into these conversations about their past, the more I don't really think about time like linearly, like as, oh, they are the past, maybe I am present, and there's the future. I feel like everything is so mixed up. I think it's just like one person, this person lived his or her life, and then there's the other person lives his or her life, and then there's me, so I'm living my life. So I feel it's like, yeah, it feels like this.
Well, I can't answer this question, because I only interviewed the two elderly people, because all the interview plans were interrupted by the pandemic. I couldn't go back to China like for one year and 1 month, yeah. But from my experience, I must confess that I'm not a big fan of history from like when I was in a really young age. For me, as before, history and the history is kind of like the knowledge from the textbook and something I need to learn for my examination. And memories, I think before I involved into Cao Changdi work stage, I don't treat memories as history because it's quite different words, like definitions in my in Chinese. And but now I can connect them together and go to the village and interview the elderly people about the past. I think like even last year, I think it's also like a task and I must to do it. I have to do it for my study, for my research. But during this process, I found how lack of knowledge I have. And when I talked to the villagers and when I looked back to the content of the interviews, because I just do the, 就是文书工作怎么说? Well, I just...
paperwork?
Oh, I did the paperwork about the interview yesterday. And when I looked back the interview I did, I just found them so... The questions I asked was so stupid, like the really obvious questions. And I was keep thinking those grandpas, grandmas, when they hear about my questions, they would laugh at me because I want to laugh at myself. So like, it's kind of like I found that I knew a little about what happened in the past. And the feeling when I talked to the elderly people is like when my grandma told me stories before I went to sleep when I was a little kid. So exploring the history, exploring the memories, of course, is not compulsive to everyone. But from my point of view, when I get involved into these all memories, the let's call it histories, I would just love it. I would love to talk to the elderly people. And yeah, just you will start to have passion on it. It's not like a task anymore for me. I can't wait to go back to my village when all these kind of situation go away from our life. I just want to go back to my village and talk to the elderly people.
Io ho una domanda a fare cioè, a Manci, ma anche altri tre persone, nel senso della memoria, cioè, penso anche come sì, il passato è, non c'è il presenza senza il passato, ma non c'è anche il presente, il futuro senza il presente. Una cosa che è molto delicato, diciamo così, perché ci vuole coraggio anche per affrontarlo. Però io credo che abbiamo tutti bisogno di conoscere il nostro radice. Quindi, volevo chiedere a Manci, ad esempio, quali sono gli ostacoli che stanno affrontando e hanno affrontato per arrivare fino a dove sono arrivati e quale sia importante per la nostra generazione di conoscere la storia, anche la memoria, il passato, come hanno vissuto i nostri genitori, ma allo stesso tempo io direi che sono le cose che riguardano anche a noi, perché diciamo che memoria è anche il presente allo stesso tempo. Quindi qual è il modo più efficace di riuscire a trasformare la ricerca di memoria attraverso l'arte, anche attraverso da generazione all'altra generazione?
Ok, I translate what Sambir said. Actually, Sambir is coming back to this connection between the past, present and future. And for him, it's like he's asking questions, but he's also saying what he feels for himself. So he's saying how much he understands that it's very important to understand our roots. And so what's our parents or grandparents, the generation before they experienced. So I want to know, Monchi and also the other artists, what for you was the most difficult, the difficulties in doing this very important process? So which are and again, you know, the relationship with art in doing that, but what was your obstacles? What for you was difficult to go through, to reach these objectives?
I think because now is after 10 years, I don't think I have a big difficult things. I have a small difficult things, but it's okay for me. Yeah.
It's kind of like my film now is like I need to explore my roots. It's definitely as you asked, because when I looked back to my footage, as I said before, I can see a really long distance between me and my village, because the village I went back is my mom's village. My mom left the village when he was 20 years old. I think I wasn't born in that village. And only like between 7 years old to 9 years old, I went to the village with my grandpa for summer break, like 10 days per year. That is the only memory I lived in that village. So you can see how I'm not familiar with that village. And 2017, when I back to the village, it's kind of like 20 years I never been that village before. And the funniest thing is I need to do a social science research. I need to pick up one village for my research. So I back to my hometown and I need to find a village to be my case study. And I never thought about my mom's village. It's kind of like that long distance. It's like, it's never, I just can't remember there is a village where my mom was born and I spent my summer break there. So, but really on 2018, I went back to the village with my grandma because she wanted to visit my grandpa's little brother. So I drove her. And while back there, I was so shocked, like it's so different in the village. It's full of wrecked houses. I never thought like that village would be like that. And I started to film there, but I just can't stay there. When I looked back at my footage, as you can see, my footage was, it's really like a shaky, and you can see, I just want to capture all these wrecked houses, like the ghost village. I don't want to stay there. It's kind of like, I don't think I belong to there. I don't have passion to stay there. So the most difficult thing is I'm not familiar where I'm from. Like I don't familiar my roots. We have two, like we are not familiar with each other. It's like, I was keep thinking during the pandemic, like, the next time if I go back to the village, I must stay there. See, I'm still convincing myself to live in the village now. So this is the most difficult thing for me, I think. Like we've said goodbye to each other for quite a long time.
Noi ringraziamo il Folk Memory Project e tutti gli artisti e i ragazzi che hanno contribuito e reso possibile questa puntata. Da Stazione di Transito è tutto e vi diamo appuntamento alla prossima puntata.